Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
A most pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to our show. Joe Zagacki, Trevor Harris is our producer, talking University of Miami football and basketball over the next hour. Basketball season gets underway on Monday night, 8 o'clock. Hurricanes will take on Jacksonville. So coming up on the show, Mario Cristobal joins us to talk Hurricanes football. We'll preview a gigantic game coming up against SMU. Kickoff at 12 p.m. on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 8 a.m. Jay Lucas joins us at about 6:40 tonight, and we'll preview the upcoming season. Hurricanes basketball team tips off on Monday against Jacksonville. That game, 8 p.m., and you will hear that on AM 560 WQAM. Monday night, AM 560. Saturday, 12 o'clock kickoff, of course, right here, FM 104.3. For Miami and SMU, which is going to be a very difficult game. They have Kevin Jennings, outstanding dynamic quarterback, has played very well the last 2 years, a little bit nicked up with his injury. Nonetheless, a very good SMU team coming off their worst offensive performance of the season. They'll run into what is the best defense in the ACC, Miami's defense. SMU's defense, very disruptive, excel at creating negative plays. They take the ball away. Their edge players are disruptive. They're number three in the ACC in tackles for losses. So offensively, Miami's got to stay in rhythm. Carson Beck's going to have to make plays down the field. Yes, Miami's going to have to run the football, whether they run it up the middle or run it to the edge, whatever it is. Their offensive line has got to move a heavy interior defensive line of SMU. Their defensive tackles are heavy. They move a lot of twisting. Linebackers very experienced. They force you to throw because people haven't been able to run on them. And they've been very good on third down and very good in short yardage situations. Conversely, Miami's been very good in short yardage situations as well. Carson Beck did have three touchdown passes of 20 yards or more against Florida State. I think you got to exploit their secondary. They do allow over 300 yards per game. They've got good players back there. They've had some communication issues. They had a couple of busts in the secondary. However, they got a bunch of kleptomaniacs in the secondary. They are ball hawks. They've got 20 takeaways, 12 interceptions. So you got to be careful with the football. At any rate, Canes are coming off a nice win against Stanford. Got off to a slow start, 42-7. Scored 42 unanswered points, and here is how it sounded Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium.
Emmett Kenny has the ball on the tee for the Stanford Cardinals.
white jerseys, red pants, underneath Cardinal helmets with red numbers. And Miami will come out of the west end zone. Miami and Sanford, first time ever. We're underway. The ball's in the air. And it is 8 yards deep. And Miami will have it at the 25-yard line. Fourth down. Back to throw. Caught by Malachi Toney. The first down maker in a back pedal. Just enough for the first down.
Go one-handed with the off hand. Had the presence of mind to turn around and know where he had to get.
Beck with roaming eyes. Takes, look, lob for Daniels. It is caught! Touchdown, Miami! Carson Beck with a touchdown pass. Perfect pass. Perfect play. And that time, perfect execution. Roll Branson will put it up in the air again. Here comes the pressure.
Yep.
And they got him back at the 20.
There you go.
Armando Blunt. Play was there first. Then he sent him the blunt to bring him down. And now it's a third down and forever. Lintoff will come on to punt. Toney stands at the 35 of Miami, tying at 7. 3 minutes into the third quarter. Lintoff puts the right foot into it. End over end. Toney drifts to his right middle field. Has it on the move to the 40-yard line. Makes one miss. 45.
Watch out.
To midfield. Has one more to beat. Breaks a tackle to the 40-yard line and for a down at the Sanford 40.
What can't he do?
45-yard punt. Second and goal from the one. Ruckermeyer over the ball. Beck turns. Gives. Fletcher. Walks into the end zone for a touchdown. Mark Fletcher has a collector's item. A touchdown, and Miami has the lead 13-7 at Hard Rock Stadium. Toney looks up into the rain. Fuels it at the 28 of Miami, finds a little seam outside the numbers of the 40, cuts left, he's got midfield, 45, Toney still going to the 35, Toney to the 30 of Stanford, and down to the 29. Ball to 3, first and goal from the 3. Beck under center, turns and gives, Fletcher over the right side,
get
Fletcher
it,
into the end zone, touchdown Miami, hot dog holly golly. Roll Branson takes the snap waist high. Fires along the sideline, intercepted by Miami at the 45-yard line. Lucas has his first interception as the Miami Hurricane leaps in the air, makes a two-handed grab. The transfer from Wisconsin, who had an interception last year for the Badgers, gets his first as a Miami Hurricane from the 7-yard line. The snap, handoff, Fletcher up the middle. He's at the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1, into the end zone. He's got a hat trick. His third touchdown of the night for Mark Fletcher. That's a collector's item. 3 touchdowns for Fletcher. Miami leads at 27-7. Coming right side at the 10, at the 5, into the end zone, touchdown! Jordan Lyle. Lyle gets loose for the touchdown. 34-7 Miami.
Pringle in the backfield. Emery Williams in the shotgun. Snap. Hands it off. Pringle hit once, twice, into the end zone, touchdown. Pringle has the touchdown. Miami 41, Stanford 7. Mario Cristobal comes off the Hurricane sidelines, and the Hurricanes have a cathartic victory here tonight over the Stanford Cardinals. Miami scores 42 unanswered points. Miami 42, Stanford 7. Hurricanes with 5 rushing touchdowns, 3 by Mark Fletcher.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., and, of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Hurricanes take their show on the road this week. They'll be at Gerald Ford Stadium in Dallas on the campus of SMU, 12 o'clock kickoff for the Canes and SMU. But, coach, coming off a game against Stanford at Hard Rock Stadium, 35-42 unanswered points going to win this game 42-7. Got off to a maybe a choppy start, but then you guys settled down and overwhelmed Stanford.
You know, it was a slow start, and we always emphasize starting fast, but regardless of the outcome, just keep playing until you gain the momentum. And towards the end of the first half, felt like we got that. And then in the second half, with great defense and great special teams play, we were able to really get rolling.
Could you talk about starts in football games?
you prepare from what you've seen, but everybody brings a little something new to the table, especially on the first or second drive.
No doubt. And sometimes, you know, when, you know, we didn't come off our best performance from the previous week, and we get down and we move the ball and we stall, what you don't want to do is let anxiety set in and start getting antsy. You know what? Just go back to process, right? And just keep chopping, just keep chipping away until you gain the momentum. And proud of our guys for showing that kind of resilience and a lot to build upon from this past week.
There was a persistence in the run game that paid off, and I thought it brought stability to your offense.
It did. You know, some things were a little bit muddy early. Sometimes we missed on a safety. Sometimes we may not have finished blocks or didn't read it the right way. But as we did it more and more and leaned on it, I felt like we started getting a little bit more air in the run game and getting downhill, made people miss, ran some people over, finished blocks better, and found some more consistency in the run game.
And Coach, when you stay with the run game, it really pays off more at the end of a game than a lot of times in the beginning because of what you said, you wear the opponent down.
I mean, you really would love for your team statistically to get better in the run game as the game goes on. Now, you can't predict that, right? Four-quarter game and things go back and forth. But, again, as the game wears on, you want your strength and your conditioning to pay off and start wearing down your opponent and, therefore, you know, opening some other couple running lanes that maybe weren't there early.
You also ended up with some long drives. I think maybe the Achilles heel in Louisville in the beginning of the Stanford game was – you know, the penalties or whatever, short-circuiting drives. But then these drives of starting at the end of the second quarter and the rest of the way, you had some long drives, a couple of short drives because of turnovers, but you were able to put together, string together a lot of good plays.
You know, it was but just much more consistency, you know, which was key. And we did have two pre-snap penalties that did hurt us, but we cut those down in half. It's still not good enough, but there is progress there. We got to eliminate those, eliminate the mental mistakes, and we will see even more consistency in our offense.
Coach, we saw Tony Johnson early in the season, but he really showed up in the ball game against Stanford.
He did. He earned playing time. I mean, he flat out has been showing it every single day in practice, accountable, dependable, not only catching the ball, but as a blocker as well. Total team guy. Thought him and some of those young receivers did some really good things.
You checked a lot of boxes on defense. Let's see. They had 74 yards on the first drive and then 70 yards the rest of the game. Their most popular receiver, C.J. Williams, had one catch. They had eight first downs. And at one point on third down, they had a streak where they were 2 for 9.
You know, we did a lot of good things after that first drive. And the more you look at the tape, you know, our guys, Coach Heatherman, of course, who's a perfectionist, just identified a lot of things where we can do better and have an even better outcome. But certainly a lot of progress in that area of our team and was fun to watch them play with physicality and relentless effort.
Xavier Lucas, an interception, a sack, a pass breakup, and combine that with the Sant's interception, fantastic day on the takeaways.
And was really physical on the perimeter as well. You know, really just put his face in there, knocked things back, took on blocks. Really proud of him. Just played big, played strong, and certainly the interception was a game-changing play.
I have to bring this one up to you. Before the game, walking in the stadium, I saw Wesley Bissain's mom and aunt. And I told them what a great job they've done with Wesley. He's a very fine speaker. Then he gets the interception. By the way, Wes's mom watches this show all the time. So, hi, Wesley's mom. Watches the show all the time. Loves you. And he got a big interception at the right time, and he's playing hard.
You know, Wes comes from an awesome family. Just raised the right way, made of the right stuff. And this means a lot to him. You know, I'm playing in front of family and friends right here from his hometown. That means a lot to him. So to watch him week after week just get better and better and play at a high level and come up with an interception, my God, they drill it so many times. It was great to see it, you know, thrown in his area. But he made a great play reaching back to get that ball. And if we block it up a little bit better on the way there, he scores. You know, so that's a neat thing with all, you know, we did a lot of good things. And then there's so many little things that you can add on top of that to make those great plays, elite plays. And that's been our focus, you know, in our film session, our walkthrough, and certainly moved on to SMU.
Coach Heatherman spends countless time on technique, and one of those is involving tackling, and you sure tackled a lot better Saturday.
We really reduced the number of missed tackles, and I think not only our tackling, but our knockback tackling improved. Our spacing, leveraging the football improved, you know, running our feet through contact improved. And then there's numerous times on film, great teaching opportunities to improve that more this week.
They've held defense 5 of 7 opponents under 100 yards, and they're allowing 14 points per game. Does that impact the way you manage a game, knowing that that's what you have in your back pocket?
You know, you play to the best of your ability, and you plan out the game, and you talk about how you feel the game is going to go, and then what do we need to do to win the game? So you're playing complementary football. And then you have your what ifs, right? Well, what if all of a sudden they go Temple and they rip out a bunch of points? What if we are really feeling like we can move the ball on offense, but we got to go fast, but, you know, we're down a certain amount of guys on defense. We don't really want to go fast. You discuss every possible scenario and go with a plan that you feel is best for the football team, and you make your adjustments and adapt along the way.
Coach, you spend a lot of time talking complementary football, and part of that complement is special teams. Outstanding week of that, but I meant to bring it up last week. Adam Booker is a snapper, does a great job with that, but against Louisville, he made a solo tackle, and he's doing a fantastic job in coverage as well.
Yeah, a guy that has to be mentioned more because he's a professional. He is a hard-working, tough guy, team player. And special teams have been really getting better and better throughout the course of the year, and probably had our best game, you know, in everything, in coverage. You know, we missed a one field goal. It's our first miss of the year, and we're gonna fix that. But aside from that, certainly just the return game, you know, really, we almost broke one on kickoff as well, on kickoff return. So a lot of areas, a lot of things to clean up from a detail and technique and fundamental standpoint, but certainly special teams in conjunction with the defense allowed the offense to get its feet underneath itself and then really start playing together.
Speaking of special teams, Malachi Toney, the two punt returns kind of turned the game upside down, and he is so electrifying when he has the ball in his hands.
He is, and, you know, it starts with securing the catch. You know, sometimes when I've been around, you know, teams where you're kind of that ball's near, you're like, man, catch that ball, you know, secure that ball first, and he, knock on wood, let's keep that going, right? But he just has such a natural feel for understanding the spacing, the blocking and whatnot. And when he saw hats were on hats and there was a little space between him and the first guy down, he knew exactly what to do with it, and he did a great job.
Keontae Scott led in total tackles, but he did more than that.
That guy shows up and shows out every single week. I can't emphasize the importance, the magnitude of the addition of Keontae Scott to this team, what it's meant. And the fact that he's just he's a warrior. I mean, he throws his body around recklessly. You know, he weighs 190, 95 pounds. Maybe I'm giving him more. That might be in full pads. And he's not a small guy. He's a big guy, and he's put together well because he trains hard. But, man, he is a physical, fast player that is disruptive, that really understands the game, the calls. He understands complementary football about as good as anybody. Great teammate, great energy.
A great night for Mark Fletcher, another 100-yard game, 23 carries for him also, over 100 yards, 3 touchdowns, complemented by Marty Brown. And then those two guys giving you the thunder, and slowly but surely starting to see Jordan Lyle, the speed and the things that he offers your running game.
No doubt, on his way to being a big-time player, as well as Marty, you know, and getting those guys now healthy where we could actually have a legitimate rotation is awesome. Some of the young guys got some burn as well, but, you know, Mark certainly ran the ball with a disposition of what you really want, you know, downhill, made people miss, ran by some guys, ran through some tackles as well, and took some muddy runs and got an extra 2 and 3 yards out of it. So it's a great performance by him, also a great performance by him catching the football.
Coach, Carson Beck came out and didn't miss a beat. I mean, he just came out, had confidence, and ran the offense and ran what was called, but also made some checkoffs that were very valuable.
Yeah, really efficient, really accurate, and really decisive. A couple drops that really could have put his statistical stuff really over the top, but we're not interested. He's not interested in statistics. We got better. We did a lot of things to get ourselves back in a good rhythm offensively, and we have to build off of that. And certainly proud of Carson and the rest of the guys for bringing their game.
This was also a game that was valuable for a lot of players. They got playing time. Some had to start. Lightfoot was in there playing, and Armando Blunt. But then late in the game, Dante Simpson made a huge play for you. Emery Williams got a chance to play. How important is it to get those guys playing time in a game like this? This is against a good conference opponent, and they were able to get good playing time.
Yeah, it's critical. You know, it's a different approach to the back end of a game that maybe you have control of, because typically you just kind of, you know, let the clock kind of expire and whatnot. But now, with the season being as long as it is and your limited roster sizes, you have to get guys reps. It's the best opportunity to develop your roster. So we just went out there and played football on both sides of the ball. And proud of the fact that those guys went in there and found a way to score and also found a way to stop the opponent from driving and scoring. So a lot of value in that, and certainly felt like that helped us develop and get better.
And I don't know that people understand who haven't played the game, but there is a dramatic difference between practice and playing on the in game experience. I mean, you can't duplicate being in a game, can you?
You can't. You know, we try to. Now, from a level of competition, what we see on Green Tree, that has to be the standard. But when you add, you know, the stadium, the lights, the crowd, and everything else, there's a lot of, you know, other outside, some exterior, right, things that can impact someone's concentration, their focus, their thinking, right? And you want to see guys perform under the lights in an arena in front of people to make sure that they understand, hey, whether there's one person there or 70,000. It is what it is, man. Go play ball and go play to the stand.
Okay, more of Mario Cristobal coming up. Also coming up tonight, Jay Lucas will be joining us as we preview University of Miami basketball. Canes will tip off on Monday. Coach Cristobal coming up, and then Jay Lucas. If you want the best, I mean the best in customer service, and certainly that's one of the priorities whenever you go shopping for anything, but if you want the best in customer service and you are getting ready to look for a new vehicle, the only place to go is Williamson Cadillac. Go to Williamson Cadillac, located in US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You'll see Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol. You'll be treated like family. You'll get world-class customer service as you purchase a new Cadillac from Williamson Cadillac. And the family of Cadillacs, speaking of family, well, the family of Cadillac vehicles, they're all available at Williamson Cadillac. CT4, CT5, XT5, XT6, the all-new electric Lyric. They're all right there. Stop by, see Jermaine Chambers, former Hurricane wide receiver. He'll get you in, he'll get you out, and you'll be on your way. Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base because they stay focused on the customer experience. They're more than a dealership. They're our friends. They're our family. They've been in business for 50 years. So where do you want to go? You want to go to a place that will treat you like family. You want to go to a place where you're going to be treated fairly and like family, and you're going to get the best in customer service. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DiAnaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Okay, on Saturday, it's Miami and SMU, 12 o'clock kickoff at Ford Stadium, 11 o'clock Dallas time, 11 a.m. Dallas time. But this is a very good SMU team coming off a loss, but they've won a lot of football games the last 2 years, 11-3 back-to-back years, playoff team a year ago with a dynamic quarterback.
Yeah, that's the best way to define it. These guys a year ago were playing in the ACC Championship, and we're in the playoffs. And their team is as good or better than it was a year ago. They've got dynamic players in all areas. On offense, it starts with the quarterback, but he's complemented by some great runners, by some great receivers, tight ends, and an offensive line that is nasty, big, athletic. And they're one of the top offenses in the country. And you flip it over on the defensive side, and they're top three, top five in a lot of really important categories, particularly forcing turnovers, number one in the country. Top five, top 10 in sacks, top five, top 10 in tackles for loss. In red zone defense, I believe they're top three in the country. So they've just done a really, really good job of getting great players, coaching them well, and having a great culture.
Rhett Lashley was the offensive coordinator here and ran an explosive offense, and nothing has changed. He still calls the plays. And every time they snap the football, there's an opportunity for a big play on that offense.
No doubt. Schematically, very challenging. Certainly, you have to just cover every ounce of the field and certainly have your eyes in a manner where you cannot lose the discipline of your play call and understand what's going on the other side to be effective against this team.
What is it about this quarterback, Jennings, that makes him such an impactful player?
Incredibly accurate, strong arm, can create different throws with different arm angles, can extend plays forever, can create plays with his feet, the understanding of the offense. I mean, you could go on and on. I mean, he's one of the best in college football and going to be a great NFL quarterback. And again, he's surrounded by weapons all over the place. So certainly one of the better players in college football.
Their defense, they've got two big, strong defensive tackles on the inside, speed on the outside, and then depth behind them that can cause some problems.
No doubt. And it's a big reason why they lead the country in forcing turnovers, right? They're disruptive up front. They all can run. They're all really athletic, really physical, and they get to the ball fast. And when they get there, they force things. They make things happen. So all that stuff combined allows them to be very effective in a scheme that's very challenging.
Some familiar names. Chris Johnson was here. Brinson was here. But R.J. Maryland, really Russell's son, is a really nice player.
Yeah, great players. Great players that are playing at a high level. Certainly have done a nice job for their program.
Coach, you look across college football, and you've been saying it for the last 3 or 4 weeks constantly, but everything's a one-possession game, it looks like, especially in conference football.
Sure. And, you know, not only that, but, teams are, you're almost never out of a game and never all the way secure in a game. They were just the back and forths that are going on right now in college football due to, you name it, you know, a funny bounce due to a schematical change, an injury, a plan finally kicking in. It's just, you just keep playing, you know. I mean, look at us the other night, you know, first quarter, very, very stale, right? We really had a tough time generating stuff, and you feel that energy kind of, you know, at a low level, and all of a sudden things start clicking and things change in a hurry. So you have to be and train and prepare at your very best to give yourself the best chance to execute at the highest level.
And when you get a team like this that was in the championship game a year ago and has had this much winning, they probably have that intangible, right? The feeling invincible, or that no matter what, they're going to find a way to win. So you're probably up against that as well, right?
You're just facing a great football team that's had some great coaches. You know, they've got playmakers all over the field, and they execute at a really high level. And come Saturdays, it's all about execution, right? It's about execution, protecting the football, and making sure you find a way to eliminate penalties and mental mistakes.
And you're never getting away, nor should you, the 1-0 focus, because that's what it boils down to every week.
No doubt. I mean, this is a for a lot of, you know, we have some young guys that are playing, and for them it's like, man, it's another week. Wow, more schematical change. Whoa, this is a whole different type of offense. Whoa, this is a whole different type of defense. Special teams, look at all these adjustments, shifts, and motions. And that's why you got to get in here. And that's why just being here for meeting times and just being here for practice times, it's not enough to be a good player. You have to spend a lot of extra time in the building, watching film, hunting down coaches to just find a way to get an edge and get better. And not just know what to do, but really know what to do, how to do it, why we're doing it that way, and be able to anticipate better so you can buy that extra step, buy an extra second, right? So you can be a great football player.
You know, we talk about them taking the ball away. You're not far behind taking the ball away. University of Miami, you're taking the ball away and protecting it pretty well. You had the interception game. I don't want to knock on wood here, but no fumbles this season.
Well, it does. Just because you haven't fumbled doesn't mean your ball security is at the level you want it to be. We coach it every single day, and we need to coach it harder. We're going to coach it harder because there's no easier way to put yourself in a hole than to just give that ball back, right? So,
Coach, when you look at Reuben Bain and the last 2 weeks, his sack total has not been what people would hope. What people, I don't know. But he's playing outstanding football just because you're not getting sacks. And teams are accounting for him a lot more different than they did the first month of the season.
Without a doubt. People, they want to put an extra tight end chipping over there and then to make that route a check down route, which eliminates a lot that could be done there. Slide the protection his way. And, you know, when you end up getting causing an intentional grounding where you get the yards and the down and you force a holding penalty or you force a scramble or you cause the quarterback to step up so one of your teammates gets a sack, it may not show up on the stat sheet. It shows up on the film, and it shows up in the effectiveness of how you're winning football games. So he's playing at the highest level, and he's more motivated than ever to do even better. So we're looking forward to watching him play his best football here down the stretch.
You know, I don't have the pro football focus numbers.
Good.
But it doesn't seem like he ever comes off the field, Reuben Bain.
Well, he's hard to take off the field.
Yeah. You know, that's what you want, right? I mean, that's a great example.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. I mean, there was a day and age where guys never came off the field, right?
On both sides of the
field. On both sides. You just rolled, right? And in that aspect and several other aspects, he's a throwback like that. He doesn't want to come off the field. Now, we do find, especially in high rep count games, you have to, because in the fourth quarter, you've got to be able to rush the passer to win football games. Like we talked about, a lot of one possession games. And if you can't get to the quarterback in the fourth quarter, it's, you know, you run the risk of not getting the outcome you want. So, but again, the level of conditioning that he has put himself through certainly allows him to do that.
Coach, also when you talk to freshmen or players you're recruiting coming in, that they will play. They will have the opportunity to play. And the opportunity is them putting in the time and the effort and the conditioning to get in a position to help.
And it's shown year after year after year. You know, it shows when Reuben and Francis got here and Dylan Joyce got here. And then it shows with OJ and Elijah Lofton. And this year it's shown up in the form of Malachi, Tony, Bryce Fitzgerald, who else? I mean, Josh Moore,
Armando Blunt. Also,
like here, there's you don't discriminate, right? If a guy's ready to roll, he's gonna roll. Now you got to prove it in practice, and you have to be consistent, and you have to have the right kind of habits. You cannot bust and gain the trust of your teammates and coaches. I'm talking about mentally, you know.
Coach, let's hit on that for a moment. It's really the player's decision to get on the field, and there's no secrets because everybody watches the same tape day after day after day, whether it's the game tape or the practice plays to tape, but it's all because it's been earned.
The judge and jury is up on the screen every single day, and the whole team watches it. You know, that way there is no, there's nothing cloudy. It's as clear as day, and certainly I think our players respect that. I think we do a really good job of being very transparent, and also if maybe a guy's not up to that level where he will be contributing all the time, we provide him a path, a blueprint, feedback, so he can get there, because we want to get as many guys in the field as we can, but it still has to be proven.
A couple of quick things before we go. In terms of recruiting, you know, we mentioned young guys playing, got two kids 18 years old playing. A lot of high school kids out there right now, locally and nationally, University of Miami, I would imagine, right on their radar. We talked before the show, they wore those uniforms the other night, the military uniforms, so
there are a lot of different reasons eyes are on the University of Miami with these young kids, right?
A lot of people have been working really hard at the University of Miami for a long, long time. And, you know, we all came back to the football. You guys were here, you know, but a lot of us came back because this means everything to us, right? We wear this stuff. We wake up with it. It never leaves us. So it's great to see the progress. It's great to see that the hunger only gets stronger, the appetite gets stronger, because we still have a lot of things to do and we have a lot of improvements to make to achieve the level that we want. But I think, like you mentioned, these recruits, both locally and abroad, recognize an elite level education, an elite level program in the making, an elite commitment to resources, facilities that's coming, right? As you see all the construction going on outside. So in terms of trajectory and a program on the rise, it's hard to beat the University of Miami.
I got a big one on Saturday against SMU. The very best of luck.
Thank you. Go Canes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Zagacki. And we will be with you on Saturday afternoon, Miami, or Saturday morning, Miami and SMU, 12 o'clock kickoff. Will be on there at 8 a.m. And then on Monday, we'll be at the Watsco Center as Jay Lucas and the Hurricanes debut. Hurricanes will take on Jacksonville, two games next week. We'll have the game for you on Monday. We'll have the game for you on Thursday. Monday night, Jacksonville. Thursday, Bethune-Cookman, 8 o'clock on Monday. Then a 7 o'clock tip-off on Thursday. So looking forward to University of Miami basketball season. Very much looking forward to the Jay Lucas era that begins on Monday. Coach Lucas is with us right now. Coach, welcome to the show. Welcome to the first Hurricane Hotline. Delighted to have you with us. And you got to be excited about Monday.
Oh, thanks for having me. I am. I'm excited about Monday. You know, we're at that part of the season and practice and the preseason where we're just ready to see somebody else.
You move over one chair on Monday. You move over to the lead chair. What do you think that's going to be like? What do you think could be the biggest adjustment for you?
You know, I'm excited about it. This is something you always dream about and something, you know, in your coaching career that you always work towards. And, you know, the biggest thing I'm looking for moving over is just to make sure that I have communicated and been clear and having great clarity in the messaging and what I want our identity and the standard to look like for Miami basketball moving forward.
I notice in the practices that I've gone to, you mentioned communication and you have some people don't have it, but you have that it factor, the charisma, the ability to connect with your players.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I like to say I am not too far removed from understanding where they are, what they've been through, and some of my experiences of being a player, but also being in the portal and just remembering those lessons and how I felt in those moments kind of helped me through that communication and in those moments of finding what's the best way to coach them and what's the best way to get the best out of them.
I was going to say, your dad was a coach, so you are the son of a coach. You've been around great coaches and coaching. It is evolving. Coaching is evolving. Yep. You think one of the places it's evolving too, and I was having a discussion with somebody about coaching in the NFL, and do you think we're at a place in coaching, whether it's NFL, NBA, college football, basketball, it is about the relationships, and it is about convincing players, because it's so transient, to buy into the vision?
Yeah, it is. And you know, part of it is just society has changed. You know, everything about the way people are raised and everything they have access to now has changed. I like to put it, you know, when I was growing up, when I played and even back, you know, I would say the last 5 years, you know, when you're getting coached somebody in the title of head coach, it didn't matter what was said. The people would just do it. You know, now it's a little bit different. The kids ask why. And I'm sure it's the same thing at the pro level. It's just that communication of being able to understand why this is important, why it benefits you, why it benefits us, and most importantly, why it will benefit us winning. So just being able to communicate that through having strong relationships, I think is kind of where this thing is headed.
Do you also have to dig into their why? They have a why they're playing, right?
Yes, exactly. You have to. You have to figure out, because, you know, with the portal and with everything now, it's hard to have retention. And so you're getting guys for maybe 8-9 months, and you're trying to get everyone connected and everybody on the same page, but you have to understand what's important to them, what gets them motivated, what gets them to play hard, and getting them to realize how you have to have that every day and how that why has to be your drive in every moment and everything you do.
Has this been, the journey has just started. I think it's going to be a very unique journey for your program. Everybody is new. You're new.
Yep.
Your assistants are new. The only one that's, I think, old is the play-by-play guy, me. And, but you know, new players, everybody's new coaches. So everybody's embarking on this really cool new journey, right?
Right. Yes. And it's exciting. You know, it's part of one of the things I always envision when I picture myself getting a head coaching job is just making sure that I could have somewhat of a clean slate. And this day and age, I guess that has made it a little bit easier with just the portal and the way that this job became open with Coach L retiring at Christmas. Everything was kind of already in place with people having stuff that they thought and where they wanted to go by the time I got here. So it gave me the opportunity to really build a program, build this team in my vision and how I wanted it to look.
What were your thoughts behind how you built this team?
You know, for me, I wanted to build it, especially my first year and my first year being a head coach, and building it around something I feel I'm really comfortable in coaching and that I've had success in coaching, and that was on the defensive end of the ball. And I wanted to make sure that we would be able to guard. I wanted to make sure that we had positional size to give us versatility to do a bunch of different things. But I wanted to make sure that we would be good. I like to kind of a football term, but for us it's the same. I wanted us to be good in the trenches. And by the trenches, I mean I wanted us to be good rebounding, defending, getting loose balls, just coming up with things that happen throughout the game that comes with having great size, great athleticism, and just a good amount of grit.
Yeah, well, you take a look at some of you, well, they're all veteran, mainly all veteran players, but Malik Renault, 6'9", Ernest Uday, 6'11". You're going to have you have size and physicality in the post. And then on the wing, I watched Shelton Henderson in practice one day, and just his chest and shoulders, he just takes up so much space pushing people toward the sideline. You've got size everywhere.
Yeah, we do. We do. And that was by design. And it's also having the size, but also having the skill and the ability to do a bunch of things. And with the size we have the ability where we can play big, we can play small, we can press, we can play zone, we can do a little bit of everything. So that's what I'm most excited about.
I was watching you interact with Trey Donaldson one day, transferring from Michigan, and played well for them a year ago, 26 games in double figures. It seemed like he was one of the guys jumping out in terms of wanting to be a leader, and it was important to him.
It is. And, you know, that was part of the recruitment and part of the reason why bringing him here. I wanted to make sure these transfers and everybody really understand that there's still some growth and development that they can get, even though that they may have been in college 3 years already, that there's still another level, another layer. And for Trey, using his competitive spirit vocally is big for him. And it's his next step of becoming the best version of himself as a player. So I've been holding him accountable to that this whole preseason. And he's done a good job of growing into the role.
I think we'll have fun with your backcourt because you have a Trey and a True.
Yeah. I get it confused all the time in practice.
But True Washington, he comes from New Mexico. They had a very nice season last year, as did he. And so I know you talked a lot about defense, rebounding, generating offense from the defense, but he can generate some offense now, right?
Yes, he can. You know, I like to – True is like a jack of all trades. You know, when you put him out there, he can do so much. He's probably one of the best rebounding guards in the country and also one of the best defenders. But, you know, he's kind of like he can get you 20 points in the game too. So he can do a little bit of everything. And one thing I was really excited about, I've had a long relationship with him. I've known him and his family for a while. But he played with another really good guard last year. So being used to playing with another really good guard, playing with Trey, he played with a kid, Donovan Dent, who was an All-American. So he's accustomed to kind of playing with somebody else who is a premier guard.
Shelton Henderson is a five-star player that comes in to the University of Miami, one of the most decorated recruits ever at the University of Miami. You got him from your old high school. What will he bring to this program? What are some of your expectations for Shelton this year?
I truly believe Shelton Henderson is one of the best freshmen in the country, and a lot of people aren't talking about him. And I think a lot of people will see that as soon as we start playing. But his poise for a freshman is very impressive. And I think that's the one thing that would really show outside of his physicality and his ability to get everywhere on the court and then play in multiple positions. Like, he'll play some point guard for us. He'll play on the wing. He'll play some power forward. He'll be everywhere. So I think just the way we use him and then his poise will be something that really shows and people will be impressed by.
Yeah, I think people are going to like the way your team plays. They practice hard. It's hard to score. It's hard to score on them. They get a lot of deflections. You got great size, and now we're back in college basketball to a spot where size is really impacting the game.
Yeah, you know, it was. And being in the ACC the last couple of years and kind of reading where the game has gone, you know, college has really gone back to you got to have great size. You see what Florida did last year and the way they played. Same thing with Auburn and Houston and UConn and these teams these last two or three years. That's been the separator, is having that size and being able to win in the trenches, as I talked about earlier. And so kind of seeing that and being able to see it firsthand, I knew that this was kind of the ones that would be able to give us the ability to be competitive and hopefully win in year one.
I hate to admit this, Coach, but Florida winning the championship is it hurts. It'd be like talking to the Duke play-by-play guy and having Carolina win the championship.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there, so I'm excited about it.
You got Jacksonville on Monday. They, too, pretty much have an entirely new team. They even brought Brett Comer in as an assistant coach from Florida Gulf Coast. Jordan Mincy's their head coach. They've got a new team. They've got a lot of guards. I don't know if you've dived into them or not, but it looks like it'd be a nice challenge on opening night.
It will. It'll be a good challenge, and it'll be a good challenge because of the unknown. You know what I mean? They have a whole new team. You know, they lost a lot to the portal. Coach Mincy does a great job. You know, I played him when I was at Duke. I've known him for a long time. He's a good friend of mine. He will be up-tempo, be aggressive. They'll be well-coached. He runs good stuff offensively. So it's a great first game for us to get engaged and get our minds into the season.
They have a seven-footer, and he says he eats rebounds.
Yeah. They are. They have great size for their league, and they'll put up a good fight on the interior and also in just what they run offensively. You know, they run a lot of fast movement in the ball screen, so we got to really communicate, got to talk, and make sure we take care of that end. But I'm excited about the opportunity.
What do you think it's going to be like in the league this season inside the ACC? A lot of transition inside the league.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm excited because the league will be really good. And I like to say because, you know, the ACC is one of the best basketball conferences in the history of college basketball. And so when that happens and you have these giants and coaching, you know, Roy Williams, Coach K, Tony Bennett, Jim Boeheim, Leonard Hamilton, you have all these guys who, you know, end up retiring. Of course, there's going to be a couple of years where there's a reset. And I think the new blood and the new wave with the Will Waves and Ryan Odoms, Pat Kelsey, what he was able to do last year. Of course, you still have Duke and Carolina. So the league is much better, is much more competitive. And I wouldn't be shocked if it ends up being a 6 or 7-bid league.
Yeah, I agree. I think the league is I remember when our very first game in the league 20 years ago, we played Georgia Tech, and I wasn't sure we were going to get the ball across half court. but we did, and we had good players, Guillermo Diaz and Rob Height and guys like that.
Yep.
And very competitive. But as the league unfolded, I mean, they were nice in this league. You know, every game was decided in the final minute or 30 seconds or final 2 minutes. And I think we'll be back to that this year. I think it's going to be really exciting. I think fans are going to find your team really fun to watch. The size, the physicality, and the athleticism and the skill. You've got good players. And so I think we're getting ready to embark on a really fun season. We look forward to it. Doubleheader at the Wasco Center, by the way, for the fans on Monday. The women play first and the men at 8 o'clock. And Coach, you have you looking forward to the Wasco Center, right? You've been in that joint on the other side when it's been very loud.
Yes, I have. I have. And we got to get it back to that, and I feel we will. I think once the fan base and once the city and everybody sees our team and see how we play and the excitement we play with, I think everybody will want to come be a part of it, and we want them a part of it. You know, like I said, when I took the job, and it still stands true now, this is the city's team. This is the university team. This is the community team. We'll represent everyone that way.
All right, Coach, looking forward to it. I'll see you on Monday. Coach Lucas will be with us for pregame and postgame. You're going to do a postgame show, a little postgame show with us as well, right, Coach?
Yeah, I will. I'm excited about it. We can talk some more ball.
That's right. All right, I'll see you on Monday in your office, and we look forward to it.
All right, thank you. I look forward to it, too.
All right, that's Coach Jay Lucas. Thanks to Mario Cristobal for being with us. Trevor Harris has been our producer. We've got Hurricanes football on Saturday, 8 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock kickoff. It's a playoff game. And then we've got basketball starting on Monday, 7:30. That game's going to be on AM 560, 8 o'clock tip-off. Hollywood will be with me. Trevor will be on the controls. So we're ready to go for this long basketball season. We get ready for the crossover season. It's football. It crosses over into basketball, and I'm going to mix a little wedding in there as well in December. Okay, thanks for joining us. We will talk to you from Dallas on Saturday right here on QAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.